Refugee camps are war zones. Syria's refugees are in a no-win situation. A humanitarian crisis in Burma is finally getting traction, and we'll tell you how going to the movies can help fight human trafficking. All this on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. March's death toll broke 6,000, making it the deadliest month in Syria's two-year war. There are over 1 million refugees crammed into camps, 4 million trapped in the country. We spoke with a Baptist Global Response field partner in Turkey. He says things are deteriorating fast. He cited a report that defined just how bad it's getting.
Refugees, they are in so bad shape in the refugee camp that they're willing to go back to the war zone. That's how desperate the situation is. People lost for place of safety, for place of basic living.
BGR Executive Director Jeff Palmer says they've expanded their work inside Syria and will maintain outreach to Syrian refugees in Lebanon, Jordan, and Iraq. It's a good time to be the hands and feet of Christ. Pray.
Our workers that are going in and out and around those areas, you know, wisdom and knowledge, how to really minister to those who are in need, who have lost everything. And then how to have the wisdom to share the right word of hope at the right time.
Meanwhile, have you heard this story?
This is a humanitarian crisis. People are dying every day because they don't have any food and they don't have clean drinking water.
Adni Gumer with Partners Relief and Development says this crisis is taking place in western Burma. She visited the area recently.
The things I saw are very disturbing.
Over 120,000 people are suffering in refugee camps without food, water, or medical care. Burma's government is keeping large aid groups at bay, but partners found a way in.
We just started building relationships with the local population, and in that way, we've been able to get in and deliver aid.
Their teams see the unimaginable.
They watched babies die every day, and it was all deaths that could have been prevented if the baby and the mother just had some food.
Spiritual needs run deep, too. Ask God to save these people from physical and spiritual despair. Find more ways to help at missionnetworknews.org. This is Mission Network News. Bad news for an American pastor in Russia. Pastor Thomas Kong felt compelled to plead guilty to charges in a plea deal in a court just outside of Moscow. Russian Ministry's Wade Cusack.
He agreed to plead guilty. He received 6 months in prison and 90,000 ruble. It's about $3,000 penalty.
He was released because he had already been held for 7 months. Cusack says Pastor Kong didn't have much of a choice.
He was separated from his family for almost 7 months. It was almost impossible for him to prove the truth.
Cusack believes evangelical Christians will face similar treatment. Now Pastor Kong will attempt to recover personal belongings taken by police. There may also be another issue.
It's a good chance that pastor will be deported because of his so-called criminal past.
Meanwhile, next Friday, you can help fight human trafficking by going to the movies. International Mission Board says Not Today, a feature-length film set in India, premieres on April 12th. In it, a young American fights to save a Dalit girl from the sex trade. He finds himself and God along the way. Movie profits will help build 200 schools for Dalit kids in India. Pray the film will raise awareness and spur people into action. Learn more about Not Today at our website. And have you ever done a home renovation? Everything's in chaos for a while, right? Well, that's what's happening with World Cassette Outreach of India and Audio Scripture Ministries partner. They're building a new ministry center in the same place as the old one in Bangalore. But the construction is not interfering with their work. In fact, they distributed more audio Bibles in January alone than they did in all of last year. Audio Bible recordings are on track, too. Keep praying with the team. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Support Mission Network News and inspire military service people at the same time. With your gift of any amount, I'll send you the greatest warrior New Testament from Biblica. It's God's Word coupled with transformational God stories of military service members. Call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the greatest warrior link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.